It's 8:46. This is Morning Edition on WSF 89.7. Folks in Florida and Arizona are the envy of baseball fans all over the country this time of year. Spring training also means big business, at least that's what the host cities claim. As WSF's Kathy Carter reports, the city of Lakeland says its relationship with the Detroit Tigers is worth millions, and they've spent big bucks to keep it that way.
It is a picture-perfect day for baseball as fans stream into the newly upgraded Joker Marchant Stadium. Among the improvements, a giant HD video scoreboard in the outfield, multiple party patios, and premium seats. But the atmosphere is strictly old school.
Programs, Tiger programs, $4 right here.
Cold beer, soda, water, peanuts. Ice cold beer, so cold it gives you frostbite.
For fans like Debbie Grosh from Michigan, a trip to Tiger Town means an annual escape from snow and freezing cold weather.
There's nice sunny weather, palm trees. I love spring training.
Grosh has been coming to Lakeland to root for the Detroit Tigers for years. She was happy to see the bleachers have been removed, and now there's lots more covered seating.
Last year we came and we sat in the bleachers, very hot. This is awesome. Less sun on people, and I think you can enjoy the game much more without the sun beating down on you like before.
The Detroit Tigers and the city of Lakeland have the longest-running spring training partnership in baseball at 81 years. The renovation, with its price tag of $48 million, was jointly financed by the team, the city, Polk County, and the state of Florida. Bob Donahue is Lakeland's director of Parks and Recreation. He says everyone was all in on the renovations to keep the Tigers here for at least another 20 years.
The reality of it is this is $50 million plus in our local economy every year. Everybody was a willing participant.
But not all relationships have worked out as well. Just a couple of years ago, the Atlanta Braves announced they were leaving Orlando in search of a new stadium. Meantime, back in Lakeland, Justin James came to check out the new and improved Tiger Town with his 8-year-old son, Jackson. He says he can't imagine his hometown without the Tigers or their minor league farm team.
That's all I've ever known. Born and raised here for going on 33 years. You know, Lakeland Tigers, Detroit Tigers go hand in hand.
As the two take their seats behind home plate, hot dogs, and soda in hand, Jackson's favorite player steps up to bat.
Batting second, the designated hitter, number 41, Victor Martinez.
While the enhanced fan experience is designed to keep them coming back to Tiger Town, spring training is also a major revenue producer for the team itself. It's evident by the long line at the new memorabilia shop, where fans can stock up on navy blue and orange Tigers regalia. But there is another reason the team has invested in the renovation. The sport of baseball has gotten much more competitive. Teams in this era see spring training as an important part of a winning season. The upgrades to the stadium include a new 7,000-square-foot weight room, one of the largest in spring training. There are new dugouts, air-conditioned batting cages, hydrotherapy pools, and even an underwater treadmill for conditioning. Superfan Debbie Grosh hopes the investment pays off as soon as this season.
They're going to do great. I have positive thinking.
And if the results on this spring training day are any indication, the Tigers are off to a great start. The team opened it up late in the game, scoring 8 runs in the 8th inning to top the Atlanta Braves 10-7. The last spring training game of the season in Lakeland is March 29th, when the Tigers take on the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.